let's start with these two paintings here that you've shown in national exhibits, and one of which is a painting within a painting. Looks like a museum postcard of a Vermeer or something
right.
like that. That's
a guess. That was very good.
Okay.
Yes, it's a well-known one. It's sometimes called the cook or maid servant pouring milk, and I've used that particular one quite a few times, I guess because it goes well with the lemons. And it's probably maybe the last one that I include that because I tend to go in series and cycle out, and it also has the bell with previous, you know, years had quite a few bells, and then I think that's the last time I've used it. So, you know, I don't know mentally what happens, but I go through it so many times and then it, you know, finally faces out, and occasionally I'll go back and repeat something. But that little postcard, I mean, it's only, whatever, 3x5, but it still is the whole painting, so it takes a long time to paint the little painting that tiny.
It's a painting in itself, and so basically it's a still life of lemons in a bowl and a bell with a ribbon through
with
it.
With red ribbons, yes.
And then the postcard sitting there on the table with the shadows that you're known for doing a lot of work with shadows. And
yeah.
I wanted to ask you about this other one. This is the other one that was nationally shown of the mm-hmm. desk, the fold-down desk.
Right, and actually it's going to another exhibit in a couple of weeks, too.
So describe this one a little bit, and you see the play of the light on the closed shades.
Yeah, they're closed shades. This one's called Afternoon in Her Room, and I have to point out there's another one that's similar. That's the morning. So you see it's cool light with just part of it, and then this one has two windows with the afternoon light, a real golden light coming in the room, and I suppose, which I hadn't even really noticed that much at the moment, there's air coming in. So they're just very gently billowing out and creating patterns on the windows. And I think there was probably a tree outside this one with a branch form coming up. And this is the same house. And this is.
I was going to ask, you have several in the same house, but different views where you can see portions of some of the paintings in the other paintings.
Yeah.
And it's almost like they go together in series.
Yeah, this, like, I kind of mentally think of that as a suite. And this is my daughter's house, though that's not her. So this would be, I call this one Returning Home, coming up the stairs, and this would be her room. And this is her from the other direction of this painting with the pattern makers.
And this one here with the pattern, as you mentioned, the pattern makers, the dressmaker's pattern, I guess. And
dressmaker's form.
And dressmaker's form. And the detail on the bulletin board of the clippings there, almost again like a little painting within a painting. It's almost like a miniature almost.
See, this is a fashion design cutouts that she had on her and her shoes. And she just, you use muslin when you're a pattern maker to create the dresses, the mock-ups for them, collapsible model. That cracks me up. Anyway, she's coming down the hallway towards the room, and she's kind of in the dark, you see, coming towards the light. It was kind of a rough time. She was apprenticed right at that moment without pay, so that's
she looked looks a little stressed in that painting, maybe. Now describe this landscape down here.
Well, this is a lagoon, and what I liked about it, you know, it was in Mexico, but I looked at it, and there's actually water lilies in the foreground, and it was like it was anywhere. I mean, it's just a small portion of it, but it was the dark tree hill line that really drew me, and the grass is against it. It does remind me of Petersburg, but it is in Mexico, and it was, it was the composition and the light that attracted me to it.
It does remind me of your earlier Blind Slough paintings,
right.
And the way that you have the real detail on the grass, where you can really almost like make out the individual reeds and things and grass coming up.
Yeah, and now I do have this, which is the semi landscape. It's Blonde
like a detail
River.
Of a landscape.
Yeah, and most of my paintings, actually, I was thinking that before you came, they are like isolated segments. Life and I, you know, overall I would say that's kind of what I'm trying to do, like appreciate the moment, and I try to make appreciation of a time by closing in on an isolated area, like you would take a picture, you know, it isolates it, something in your memory. But anyway, this is Blind River with a snowy background, and compositionally the river's edge on the far side is really far away, so what you're getting is the reflections of the dark waters in the foreground, and that's mostly what the painting is. Is the reflections.
Here we have Bougainvillea in a typical Mexican gate.
Yeah, and a yellow gate, which, you know, complementary colors, they just pop out. And that was, of course, another I walked into it, found painting. And this one is called Interwoven. It's
tree.
Alder, white alder trees kind of intertwining. They're like they're hugging, embracing, and in front of the rest of the forest with the ferns on the forest floor.
So it almost looks like people, actually.
That's what I thought of. I saw it as like embracing trees. But it's another, both of those are kind of like close-up landscapes.
I like this piece up here, which has a very, very common item, one of those white plastic chairs with the arms on it. And it, you, but by putting it in a painting, it's almost like making it like it's like a sort of a craft piece of furniture somehow.
I know, but see, I like the white because they're white and they capture the other shadows and the other colors. And actually, to me, I mean, it's like a white fiberglass boat. It's not beautiful like a wood boat, but they can still have nice form. And so it does have nice form. And also it's democratic. It could be anywhere in the world.